This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. JNSPG staff will read synopses of articles which have been published online this week. The full text versions of these articles can be found in the online and print versions of the journal. Hello and welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for December 18th, 2009. I'm Natalie Pincham and I will be reading synopses of three clinical articles and a historical vignette which were published online today by the Journal of Neurosurgery. The clinical article, Use of an Artificial Neural Network to Predict Head Injury Outcome, was written by Anand Rugoni and colleagues. Although underutilized in medicine, especially in neurosurgery, artificial neural networks are powerful tools for modeling complex systems. They are a type of mathematical model in which the model is allowed to learn the relationships between the different variables that predict outcome. To teach the model, it must be repeatedly exposed to a large data set in which the outcomes are known. The performance of the model can then be tested using a novel data set. In this particular clinical study, the authors used an artificial neural network to predict in-hospital survival following head injury. The model's performance was then tested with a new data set of 100 patients. Using this same set of 100 patients, which contained a very limited number of clinical variables, the authors compared the artificial neural network's performance with that of regression models and clinicians. Using just 11 clinical variables, the neural network significantly outperformed both the regression model and the clinicians when given the same data points. The authors hope that this type of modeling can further evolve in neurosurgery to ultimately have utility as a clinical support tool. The clinical article, Poor Drug Distribution as a Possible Explanation for the Results of the PRECISE Trial, was written by John Sampson and co-authors. Convection Enhanced Delivery, CED, is a novel intracerebral drug delivery technique with considerable promise. Phase 3 clinical trials, however, have failed to meet clinical endpoints. Although these results may be due to inactive agents or a failure to rigorously validate drug targets, the authors have previously demonstrated that catheter positioning plays a major role in drug distribution with CED. The purpose of the current study was to analyze the expected drug distribution based on catheter positioning data available from the Phase 3 PRECISE trial to determine what role catheter positioning may have played in the results. The author's analysis demonstrated that more than half of the catheters failed to meet pre-specified catheter positioning criteria. Furthermore, only approximately 20% of the 2 cm penumbra surrounding the resection cavity was predicted to have received adequate drug delivery. Still, catheter positioning score and the number of optimally positioned catheters had a significant effect on progression-free survival. Estimated coverage of relevant target volumes did correlate with catheter score, and optimally positioned catheters had larger coverage volumes. Also, overall survival was higher for patients treated by investigators more experienced with CED. Thus, the authors conclude potential efficacy of drugs delivered by CED may be severely constrained by ineffective drug delivery. This clinical article is titled Wrong Site Craniotomy, Analysis of 35 Cases and Systems for Prevention. It was written by Fred Cohen and colleagues. Wrong site surgery is a devastating error that has gained increased public attention in recent years due to some high-profile cases. The authors argue that this is the most egregious, visible, and harmful of all surgical errors. An operation performed at the wrong site is an unimaginable nightmare for patients and surgeons. The authors searched medical, legal, and media databases and contacted state medical licensing boards to identify and gather information about as many neurosurgical cases as possible. These cases are not easy to find, mainly because of the blame and shame culture associated with this era. Only one case had been published in peer-reviewed literature, and the results of this extensive search identified a mere 35 cases. The authors determined four overlapping factors that contributed to the errors in order to suggest preventative strategies. 1. Communication breakdown. 2. Inadequate preoperative checks. 3. Technical factors and imaging. And 4. Human error. Despite the implementation of preventative methods such as preoperative checklists and surgical timeouts, wrong site surgery continues to occur. The authors stress that the surgical community must view this as a completely avoidable error. Zachary Seymour and Aaron Cohen-Godall wrote the following historical vignette entitled Cushing's Lost Cases of Radium Bomb Brachytherapy for Gliomas. Disappointed by the survival rates of patients who had undergone surgical removal of gliomas, Harvey Cushing attempted to advance the treatment of these tumors by using a ball of radium for brachytherapy. The radium ball, or as Cushing called it, the bomb, was housed in a rubber tissue envelope and placed in the tumor resection cavity. Several days later, Cushing would remove the radium bomb during a second surgery. Cushing's reasoning behind the use of this device has not been fully examined, and a close analysis of his outcomes has not been made. The authors reviewed all the patient records available at the Cushing Brain Tumor Registry, as recorded by Cushing or his residents, and selected those patients who had undergone treatment with Cushing's radium bomb. The authors present the details from the original patient records. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the JNSPG this week, or to listen to more podcasts from the Journal of Neurosurgery or Neurosurgical Focus, please visit us at thejns.org.